John McClain, who has covered the NFL. He's covered the NFLD for 40 years for the Houston Chronicle. He's also on Sports Radio 610 in Houston and 104.5 The Zone in Nashville. He's also one of our AP voters, so he gets to decide who's going to be NFL MVP and all those awards that you see at the end of the season. We have him on the line now. Hey, John.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Nice to hear from you.
How are you? Thanks for taking a few minutes, John, tonight to be on with us. I know you got another scintillating preseason game to watch.
Yeah, this is I just wish y'all had given me a chance to go in the second half. If there's anything worse than the first half, three of the last 4 days about Clowney. I'd much rather talk about Clowney than I would a bunch of backups who won't be in the NFL after Friday and Saturday.
Well, I hope you get lucky like I did last week, and the game was called after three quarters because of lightning, but I don't think you got that in the forecast down there tonight, right?
And
you got
with
a roof, right? So regarding Jadeveon Clowney, there's a lot of talk about him being moved, and you wrote an article today saying that time's kind of running out on this to happen because he's going to have to sign his franchise tender. I don't envision this guy doing a Le'Veon Bell and wanting to sit out and miss his entire salary for a full season. What's your take on what's going to go down in the next couple days and if it's realistic that the Philadelphia Eagles might end up being the team that can end up?
Guys, I'm going to tell you exactly the deal with Clowney. I don't care what you're hearing or reading somewhere else. It has come to this because Clowney, we knew when he turned down an offer before last season that he would be playing under the franchise tag because they weren't close. Because once Khalil Mack signed with Chicago and Aaron Donald signed with the Rams, then Clowney didn't have to have what they had but wanted something close. And Clowney's a great player. He is magnificent against the run. And he is a good pass rusher, but he's not a great pass rusher. He's never had 10 sacks. And so they're not going to pay him like a great pass rusher. I don't think they'd ever pay more than J.J. Watt, who makes $100.9 million and is going to be up for a new contract after this season. So Clowney wanted more money than they wanted to pay him. And when the deadline came for the franchise players to sign on July 15th, and we just all assumed he would be back here under the franchise tag, $15,967,000. So then their first round pick, Titus Howard, who they took after, of course, the Eagles took Andre Dillard, they brought him in. And their second round pick, Max Sharping, both of whom played tackle in college, they brought him in as they do all their offensive linemen. They had to learn more than one position, and Titus Howard looked better at guard. So they put him at guard. So then their left tackle is Matt Khalil, who didn't play a drop last year at Carolina and missed 14 games 3 years ago, and he came in, he was doing really well, then his foot got stepped on, and then all of a sudden, they got to have a left tackle. Okay, what do we got to offer? We got Jadeveon Clowney to offer. So they started talking to teams. He did not want to go to Miami. They wanted to trade him to Miami, and I still believe if they trade him, it'll be to Miami, but time's running out, and he didn't want to go, so they gave Brian Flores and Chris Greer, the coach and GM, permission to talk to him. He's been living and working out in Miami, but he doesn't want to go there. He wants to go to Philadelphia. And if I'm Jim Schwartz, I'm in there begging Howie Roseman to make that deal work because Clowney playing weak side defense and then in a wide nine is just tailor-made for him. But they're not, you know, the Eagles not going to turn around and trade Andre Dillard for him, I don't think. So I don't know what they have. I apologize for the noise.
No worries. But his number one priority would be coming to Philadelphia.
His number one, Clowney wants to go to Philadelphia. He wants to go to Seattle. He does not want to go to Miami. Mm-hmm. So he has not signed his tender. So he's going to miss out on $939,322. If he doesn't sign
weekly
next week,
right?
Maybe he will. But once he signs it, if it's early in the week, I think he'll be traded. If he goes into the season, team that you got a deal cut with is going to say, we're not doing this. We got to focus on the season. But you're not going to get Clowney. You got to give to get.
Right.
So they would have to have a left tackle who could play, who the, and they want somebody under contract who is young. That's why they've never been interested in Trent Williams.
So let me ask you this then, John. Halepuli Vaitai, also known as Big V here in Philly, was the starting left tackle after Jason Peters went down and was the starting left tackle on that Super Bowl championship team. Of course, here in Philly, we elevate his value, but do you think Big V and a first-round pick might be enough to get Clowney, or is that, do they not look at this guy as a capable starting left tackle in the NFL?
Well, first of all, we can't have Big V here because I can't type his name over and over like the guys do at the Inquirer and the Daily News. I have not heard his name mentioned at all.
Okay.
And I know Paul Domowicz wrote a great story about the whole thing about 2 or 3 weeks ago about Lane Johnson being a natural left tackle, but he's the best right tackle in the NFL. And I'd be real surprised if he's traded to the Eagles. I think if he's traded at all, it's going to be to Miami for Laremy Tunsil, even though the Dolphins deny it, and time is running out.
I'm curious, John. My name's Dee Lynam. If, in fact,
hey, Dee.
How are you? I want to go back to you make it seem like if it doesn't get done this week and he does sign the tender, that he may find himself playing in Houston this year.
That's what I believe, Dee. He'd have to play under the franchise tender. To me, the best time to trade him would be before the draft. They talked to people last year. Nobody would give him a Khalil Mack deal for 2 number 1s. They could have had him for 2 1s anyway as the franchise player, but nobody was interested. And I do think he'd come back. Then the best time would be traded before the draft, franchise him. There's no way they would let him walk away. He's too good. And I tell you this, if he comes back, Romeo Crennel and the defensive coaches will be ecstatic. But the whole reason this is going on, they got a hole at Deshaun Watson's blind side for the second year in a row.
Oof.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.